Blog Talk Radio.
Get in here. Okay. Are we ready to get into some things? Are we ready for a legendary show? Okay. Get in here, get in here, everybody, get in here. Get in here, get in here, everybody, get in here. Come for the gathering, bitch. Get in here, get in here, everybody, get in here. Yes, yes, get in here, everybody, get in here. Come for the gathering. Ooh, chow. My voice, I'm getting it back. Sorry, I'm squeaking. Come for the gathering. Come for the gathering, bitch. Get in here, everybody, get in here. I was doing too much. You know, I got these new headphones, chow, so I'm screaming. Can't throw my voice out. I just got it back, chow, and I'm having a margarita. Oh, hello, 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 everybody. What is going on? Let me try this. Okay, because sometimes this thing do like this wiggle thing. I don't really know. Okay, but it's these are more like ear protected. What is going on? What's popping, everybody? It's your boy Armani. We are back with another video, all right? We're going to get into some things. If you're a returning subscriber, then you know how this thing goes. And if you're a new subscriber, welcome and hello. The phone lines are open. Let me put those in the chat. Excuse me. Gosh. 563-999-3658. Before we get started, hold on. Let me pin that to the top of the chat. Phone lines are in. All right. So we are talking about Erica Banks, Nicki Minaj, Mulatto, and the problem with Megan Thee Stallion. All right. But first, I want to talk about Nicki Minaj, all right? Nicki Minaj and NBA Youngboy did a music video, a song called What? Oh, child, don't give me the line. What's the name of that song? What's the Speed Bout? Produced by Mike Will Made It. I still don't know whose song it is, child. I'm assuming it's, I know it ain't Nicki's song. So I'm assuming it's NBA Youngboy and Mike Will Made It someone. But anywho, she did that record. And here they are. Here's just a little piece of it. First of all, I want to say she looked amazing. Let me see if I can actually pull up how she looked. Because I actually have. She looked freaking amazing. We're going to get back to that. Hold on. Let me show you how. For those people that didn't actually get a chance to see how Nicki looked in the video, she looked freaking amazing. Look at her. So this is the video that released today. Now, this video was supposed to be released a while back. Okay, this is when she was pregnant. However, some things happened, and it just didn't get released right away. They were looking for the right timing. So I guess they figure Now was the right timing for the record. Here's what I'll say. A lot of people want to know what I thought about the record. I am a newfound NBA YoungBoy fan. I realized that he has a huge audience underground. He has a huge fan base. He does really well with his fans, so he's a hot artist. I just don't really follow him. However, I was watching a DJ Academics live stream on Twitch, and I realized that he was pretty, pretty dope. So I started to kind of follow him a little bit more, okay? However, hold on, let me see. Let me get a little – yeah, that's what I needed. I needed a little bit more bass. All right, so I would follow the DJ Academics Twitch stream, and so that's how I kind of got familiar with NBA YoungBoy a little bit more. I listened to his album, thought it was a really, really good album. I still don't know much about him. However, I do know that he's a good artist, and he gets a lot of numbers, and I know if Nicki Minaj is working with him, then he definitely is hot, okay? So in my opinion, I think the song is okay. Do I think the song is a hit? No. Not for me. Maybe for his audience, I think it'll do well. I think the video was good, right? I think it was good for NBA YoungBoy. I think this was good for Mike Will Made It. I think this was a good look for NBA YoungBoy. I feel like the budget looked good for NBA YoungBoy. However, for Nicki Minaj, even though it wasn't her song, she was still on the song, so it is her song too. I feel like for Nicki Minaj, I wasn't impressed. I feel like, yeah, Nicki Minaj, you know, she did her thing. She rapped, per usual. But at this point, at this stage of the game, I'm comparing Nicki Minaj against Nicki Minaj. I'm not comparing Nicki Minaj against Cardi B, Megan Thee Stallion, Erykah Banks, anybody else. I'm comparing Nicki Minaj against herself. She is simply the greatest female rapper alive, and she's probably going to go down in history as the greatest female rapper of all time. So, yes, I'm always comparing her to herself. And if I'm looking at Nicki Minaj to Nicki Minaj, it's I've seen much better. Now, don't hit me with the, oh, she's pregnant. She was pregnant. I think at some point with Nicki Minaj, especially going into this next era, right? She's happy. She's beautiful as all get out. The musicality is there. However, Nicki Minaj lacks creativity. Nicki Minaj lacks creativity. I know some people will say, well, this now all of a sudden it's not her video. This was not a creative video at all. I've seen this in about three other different music videos from Nicki Minaj. Can you guys hear me? And here's what I'm saying, and I'm going to show you, okay? And this is why I say what I'm saying, okay? So I've seen this already from Nicki Minaj. I've seen this in Motorsport. No, that's not Motorsport, excuse me. I've seen this in the Tyga music video. What is that? What is that video? Make a dip. I've seen that. This same black and white kind of robotic theme in Motorsport. I've also seen this same thing with Nicki Minaj and Ciara in that I'm out. So, you know, the creativity for me is missing. I've seen all this already from Nicki Minaj. This did not woo me. This did not wow me. I wasn't impressed by this. Okay. However, she's always looked good. She looks good in everything, but the creativity is lacking. At some point, you start comparing her to herself. We've seen all these looks already. We've seen this. Three of these are featured. All of these are features. Every one of these are features. We've seen this time and time again from Nicki Minaj. I was quite frankly bored. Honestly, I don't have to listen to this again. I don't have to watch the video again. I've seen this video four times already from Nicki Minaj. Okay, of course she raps great, but that's not enough. Okay, when you're talking about Queen, when you're talking about, you know, when you're talking about innovative, when you're talking about star power, quality, things like that, I feel like for this next era, Nicki Minaj needs to really focus on her creativity for her music videos. We know she can rap. We know she can put some, we know that she can hire somebody to get her hair and makeup together. She's going to bring some looks. We need her to bring the creativity with the visuals, period. I don't care if you like it. I don't care if you dislike it. This is the problem. A lot of you barbs get upset at critiques. You're looking at four music videos here that all look the same from Nicki Minaj. And so, and people try to say she has no control. Let me tell you something. Out of all these people, Ciara included, Nicki Minaj is the bigger star. Out of everybody she's been on, every video she's in, unless it's Beyonce or Rihanna, Nicki Minaj is the bigger star. So miss me with the control. If Nicki Minaj says she wanted flying penguins, horses, and donkeys, they'd make it happen because she's just that big. She's just that famous. So I don't want to hear there's no control. She could have thrown in some input, period. Okay? Like it or love it, this is why I give it up the way that I do. You don't have to like it. It is what it is. The video didn't woo me. It didn't wow me. It was, okay. It was no different than the other one. It is what it is. She needs to come harder, period. And I don't want to hear the excuse that she's pregnant because, listen, if you were going to use pregnant as an excuse, don't do the video. Period. It is what it is. I don't care what y'all think. Now, one thing that she did do, she gave Erica Banks a cosign today, which was fantastic. I thought that was incredible. I thought that was a beautiful thing to shout out Erica Banks. I just want to talk about Erica Banks for a second. First let me talk about Nicki Minaj, and then we'll talk about Erica Banks. So DJ Booth, which I love DJ Booth. Shout out to DJ Booth. DJ Booth has really been pushing Erica Banks, okay? But like I said, I told you guys months ago that Erica Banks was going to be hot. I told you guys 4 months ago that Erica Banks was that girl. A lot of you guys didn't like her. A lot of you girls didn't want to give her a chance because of Megan Thee Stallion. Then you had the biased blogs. Love Kyle, but Kyle's very shady. Over there, then the Shade Room, they copy Kyle, so then they become shady to Erica Banks. They all shade Erica Banks and try to post like little shady like post of her, or they only post her in conjunction with Megan Thee Stallion. You know what I mean? They do real underhanded shady stuff over there, which I don't like it. But Nicki Minaj went and shouted her out today because Erica Banks went and did a whole lot of Choppa's remix, and called it a whole lot of shooting something like that. First of all, I would like to say, Erica, that was probably one of the best verses and best, like, you barred that out. Like, you really bodied that. And we're going to get into that. You really bodied that. But it got the attention of Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj retweeted it because Erica Banks was paying homage to Nicki Minaj in the record. Which I think was great. She went ahead and commented on Erica Banks' post on Instagram, and then Nicki Minaj started following Erica Banks. Okay? I think this is phenomenal. Now, a lot of people think that Nicki Minaj is throwing shade at Megan Thee Stallion. She's being petty because of Megan Thee Stallion did a feature with Cardi B. WAP. Let me tell you something a little bit about that. We're going to get into that in a second, too. But here's what I will say. Nicki Minaj is not that focused on Megan Thee Stallion or Cardi B. Now, she definitely is paying attention. However, Nicki Minaj is, she's an artiste. Like, she's the queen of rap for a reason. And she's a fan of the sport. So while Nicki Minaj is not sitting around looking at how she can get Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion back, Nicki Minaj realizes that she's a cosign for male or female. She understands her power, but she also understands how to keep evolving and stay current. That's why you'll see Nicki Minaj get on a record with Sada Baby. You'll see when the baby was hot, Nicki Minaj jumped on it and remixed his record. You'll see Nicki Minaj jumped on a Lil Baby record and made it hot. You see Nicki Minaj jumped on that Blueface record when it was hot. You see Nicki Minaj jumped on Megan Thee Stallion. You see Nicki Minaj jumped on Doja Cat. You see Nicki Minaj is looking around and saying, well, hold on, I'm coming back out. I got a whole album to drop. What am I going to get on? What's inspiring me? This is not about Megan Thee Stallion. This is not about Cardi B. This is about her staying current. She's been in this game for over 10 years. She's got to see what's out there. She's pregnant, but she's listening. She's a true artist. So as long as you're a true artist and you're true to the sport of rap and hip hop, you'd be smart to keep your ears to the street and see what new talent is coming up. She's not worried about Cardi B. When it comes to Cardi B and Nicki Minaj, it's two different type of stories. Let's just be very, very clear. And when it comes to Megan Thee Stallion is fake. I like Megan Thee Stallion. We're going to get into Megan Thee Stallion. But I don't think that Nicki Minaj is co-signing Erica Banks for Megan Thee Stallion. And even if she was, it wouldn't be a problem because Erica Banks can keep up, if not rap better than Megan Thee Stallion. Let's be very clear. This is not like she's being petty. Erica Banks can very much so keep up with Megan Thee Stallion on any day. Hence the reason why Megan Thee Stallion did that BS and got herself on that DJ Chose remix for Thick. But we're going to talk about that in a second. But I just wanted everybody to understand that I don't think that Nicki Minaj was supporting Erica Banks. Nicki Minaj also supported Mulatto. Okay? Mulatto was very, very excited about it. We're going to get back to Erica. Mulatto was very, 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 very excited about it. And who wouldn't be? People were dragging Mulatto in the comments, saying that she was doing too much. And my thing is, she should be excited. Why wouldn't she be? I would be excited if Nicki Minaj started following me and shared my stuff. Hell, I was. And I was pissed when she unfollowed me. But at the end of the day, this is an accomplishment for these girls. And these girls should have the right to be excited. You guys know I was always saying Mulatto and Erica Banks were the two girls that I was rooting for. Now, I'll be the first to tell you, Mulatto, I like Mulatto, but I like Erica better. Mulatto's more of an acquired taste for me. She's a little bit more gutter and hood for me, which is fine. I know some girls like that tone. I'm not really into Mulatto's look. And I think Mulatto, her music, for the most part, while she's good and Southern, Mulatto doesn't excite me much. You know what I'm saying? Mulatto doesn't really, really bring the excitement out of me like Erica does or like Nicki. Or hell, Meg excite me more than Mulatto. But Mulatto has a good tone. You know what I mean? And she got a story. And when she come onto the beat, like, it sounds good. You just got to be in, you got to be in a certain mood for Mulatto. Like, she's a real gutter hood. You know what I'm saying? And that's fine. For me, when I listened to Mulatto's last album, to me, I didn't really resonate with the album, but it doesn't mean that she's not a dope artist. Somebody said, are you into Erica's look? No, but I feel like Mulatto has more of a budget than Erica Banks. So Mulatto's look should be a little bit cleaner than Erica's. Erica don't have a budget yet, but I know that Erica's working on it. So you got, Erica don't have the budget that Mulatto have. Okay. Mulatto got a little bit more of a budget, but I still feel like Mulatto, like, she's dope. Don't get it twisted. I like her. I'm going to keep listening. I like her. But sometimes she doesn't really excite me. She kind of she bores me at some point. But she's hot. Like, hood niggas love her. Like, she's more hood, hard. You know what I mean? But she don't really make me want to turn up all the time. So that's my thought on that. But going back to, so shout out to Mulatto and shout out to Erica Banks. Because here's the thing, Mulatto's getting pushed. What I live for is Mulatto's been getting pushed from Cardi B. Mulatto's got pushes from Megan Thee Stallion. Mulatto's got pushes from, 2 Chainz, which I don't want to say I hate it, but I did not like that record that she just dropped with 2 Chainz. Mulatto's got co-signs from Trina. Mulatto has got co-signs from now Nicki Minaj slightly. Mulatto has got co-signs from Gucci Mane. And so, you know, Mulatto's well on her way.
But the little engine that could, Erica Banks, she hasn't had any cosigns. Not much. Like right now, we're starting to see her buzzing around with Metro Boomin, and she's with 808 Mafia, and, you know, she's getting put into different positions, things like that. That's cool. We see that. But she hasn't really been getting a lot of cosigns. For some reason, a lot of people are not jumping on records with her or asking her to jump on records, which I think that they should. They might now, because once Nikki stamps her, then people are going to start jumping on it. Because now even the blogs are trying to post her in a different light. But what I love about Erica Banks, and what I think is so dope about Erica Banks, is the fact that she did that whole lot of Choppers remix, and she bodied it, especially when Megan Thee Stallion went and tried to undercut her for that DJ Chose Thick remix. And a lot of people pushed the narrative like she tried to copy Megan Thee Stallion, or she was following behind Megan Thee Stallion, which she was not. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people are not wanting to give Erica Banks her just dues because they're feeling like they need to pick a side, or they want to be loyal to Megan Thee Stallion, or they feel like, you know, and Carl is a little messy. Carl is with the shit. I'm going to be honest with you. Carl is with the bullshit. Carl is with it. Carl is with it. All of the smoke. Let the debates begin. He know he got something with Erica. And he feel like Meg, it's personal between him and Megan. Carl is with it. But I don't feel like Erica should suffer. You know what I mean? And I feel like it's a dirty game that Megan Thee Stallion is playing. But the fact that Erica is still doing her thing and said, okay, girl, you went and hopped on that remix after you knew that I was doing that remix, I'm going to go ahead and move over here. And she still got her shout out from Nicki Minaj. Now, people are like, well, Armand, what are you talking about? Megan Thee Stallion was on that song first. So let's fact check it, because I posted it. This is why it's important for you to follow me on all your social media. Okay, so let's go to my Instagram. Let's go down, because I posted this early on. Okay, so if you look here, hold on. So DJ Chose is from Houston. Erica Banks is from Dallas. I think she's living in Houston right now because Carl is in Houston. Megan Thee Stallion is from Houston. So anyway, she posted this on October 18th. Thick video shoot this week. DM me if interested. Houston, Texas. Ladies, DM me. Erica Banks. 720 likes. The next day, Megan Thee Stallion writes, live from Hot Girl Boot Camp, let me go remix this for Houston real quick. October 19th. And she did a video twerking to Thick, which you know that was going to go viral. So Megan Thee Stallion attempted to big fish, little fish, Erica Banks. Now, DJ Chose, he was being a hoe. No shade. He was being a hoe nigga. But at the same time, I can't all the way fault him because he's trying to get his come up. He didn't even promote or acknowledge Erica Banks' remix. And he gave the official remix to Megan Thee Stallion. But Megan Thee Stallion was throwing her weight around a little bit, being shady. She was being shady to Erica Banks. And she knew that she has the bigger platform, right? So the blogs are immediately going to take her side on it. She's got the bigger platform. Here's the thing. When we get to that remix between Erica and Megan Thee Stallion, I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't dislike Megan Thee Stallion. Honestly, it was good. Erica Banks was a little short for me. Erica Banks was still good, but Megan's was good too. Megan didn't come to play. Like, I'm not just going to act like Megan Thee Stallion's verse was whack, because it wasn't. It really wasn't. However, Megan Thee Stallion had more to go off of. So she was like more like stuff that we'd be in, like she was flirting with Tyga, kind of shading Kylie and, you know, things like that. So we were listening. We had a little bit more to listen to. Erica Banks hasn't started throwing any shade yet. I think she can now because the people are going to compare her. I wouldn't directly throw shade, but bitch, I would be laying Meg out on the cool at this point. No shade. I know I said I wouldn't, but you got your Nicki cosi. Nicki Minaj is following you. It's bars up from this point. But I'm proud of Erica Banks because she kept it moving. She didn't let that discourage her, and she got her Nicki cosi. She got her Nicki follow. She got her Nicki shout out. She's got DJ Booth wanting to be her tour DJ. And DJ Booth is a good guy. I've talked to DJ Booth before. He's a good guy. Yeah, so DJ Booth is a good guy, and DJ Booth connects people. Okay? So, shout out to Erica Banks for that. And keep rising. Don't forget about us when you start promoting your stuff, girl. Make sure you come back over here because I sent a lot of people your way. So don't get big and feel like you can't stop by here when it's time to promote your next mixtape. All right. Now, let's talk about the problem with Megan Thee Stallion for me. Something isn't adding up with Megan Thee Stallion. Something in Megan Thee Stallion's spirit isn't adding up for me. I'm starting to feel like Megan Thee Stallion is very faulty and very fake. Well, we knew there was a fakeness about Megan Thee Stallion, but it really turned me off when she tried to pull that Trump move on Erica Banks. But I knew Megan Thee Stallion was very faulty and very phony when she jumped with Cardi B. And well, first of all, I feel like the Nicki thing was phony because she got on that live with Nicki Minaj and was throwing shade at Cardi B. But that's because she wanted that Nicki Minaj cosign, because everybody know Nicki Minaj cosign propels you into another dimension. Then she hopped off of Nicki Minaj, started kicking it with Meek Mill and just doing a bunch of weird stuff, but still throwing shade at Cardi B, calling Cardi B, you know, the little pump of hip hop and shading Cardi B in her comments, and then all of a sudden she's on WAP. Then she loves Cardi B, shading the City Girls. She's with the City Girls. No relationship worked. Trey Songz doesn't work. G-Eazy didn't work. Tory Lanez didn't work. No friendships work. Hair, makeup, all of them don't work. Fire all of them. Stylist, hair, makeup, wardrobe, fire them. That didn't work. All of a sudden, you're throwing shade at Kylie Jenner. Kylie Jenner don't fool with you no more. That didn't work. Megan Thee Stallion is very mixy. Now all of a sudden you want to sleep with Tyga. Moneybagg Yo, that didn't work. And Moneybagg Yo don't seem to miss you. I'm just saying, Chell. 1501, it was their fault. You came out and exposed the label. I don't know, Meg. Something's not right in that cool light for me. Something is not right in the cool light for Megan Thee Stallion for me. It's a lot of phony. It's a lot of fool gaze. It's a lot of fake. I did not like what she did with Erica Banks. You pulled that Trump card, and that's what really brought everything full circle for me. And I'm still not understanding why Kylie Jenner don't fool with you. Those things are not adding up for me. And we just seen Kelsea sitting with Carl. Like I said, though, Carl is with the shit. So I don't know. Carl is petty, you know, and Kelsey's a clout chaser. However, what's the tea with Kylie Jenner, man? Moneybagg is happy without you. You know what I'm saying? It's just a lot going on with that. And so I don't, and then I seen from with my own eyes how she tried to push a narrative in how she really tried to suppress Erica Banks' moment with the Thick remix. That was late. And I was tired. And it shows that Megan, you're pressed. And here's the tea, though. This is where Megan really messed up. Megan, wake up, Dodo. You don't realize that you sent more people to Erica Banks by jumping on that remix, because even though Kyle being messy, being shady, even though the neighborhood talk and the shade room was over there being messy, they still brought attention and eyes to Erica Banks and her remix. So, Meg, by you jumping on that, they were going to compare her to you. So she still got the publicity. So you really helped her out anyway. Because these blogs are going to be messy, but any and when you're in that space, good publicity, bad publicity, it's all publicity. And when you have the talent, that's all you need. So, Meg, you really did yourself a disservice. While trying to suppress her, you really unlocked her and opened her up for people to see. Because now people were comparing the different remixes. Yeah, you got, Megan Thee Stallion got the official remix. But, girl, here we are a week and a half later, and she's on Nicki Minaj's radar. Girl, and let's be very clear. Now, I'm not saying that Nicki Minaj was doing it to be petty, but you got the ultimate petty. You done gave Nicki Minaj a reason. Oh, girl. If you don't think Nicki Minaj know what's going on, you a fool. Nicki Minaj is the lowest of the low when it comes to petty. So you done woke her up. She done had her baby, and she online looking. Now you done woke Nicki Minaj up, and she going, well, let me hit a reshare. That's all it takes. Now the barbers are locked in. Now, everybody that was throwing shade at Erica Banks, guess what? Kyle, you see Kyle? He over there reposting her now. Oh, Erica and Nikki. Now everybody love Erica Banks, Megan. Bet you didn't see that coming, you dummy. So, girl, you really helped her. Because now all these barbs are going to go in, and whenever Nikki say it's good, they all go, oh, we love her. We love Erica. Yes, yes, yes. You were better off not jumping on that. That's just a fact. Because now all these blogs is going to be sucking farts out of Nikki's ass. Just a fact. And so those are my thoughts. You know what I'm saying? And I think that Megan Thee Stallion, I still don't know who shot what, but I don't think that Megan Thee Stallion is totally innocent. And I think that Megan Thee Stallion brings a lot of drama and chaos into her life. I do. I could be wrong. But I'm just looking at the track record. Girl, she's very mixy. She's shady. She's fake. She's phony. And she will do whatever she has to do to get ahead. But then, again, that's everybody in the entertainment industry. So is it really a problem? Well, we're getting to some things tonight. Oh, y'all thought we were going to come back and not get into no things? This is not a legendary show for no reason. I know you lying. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So the call number is 563-999-3658. Call in and let's get into some things. We're talking about Nicki Minaj. We're talking about that music video. If you're just joining me, like I said, Nicki Minaj and NBA Youngboy did a music video. I was not impressed. I feel like I've seen this many times. Exhibit A, Exhibit B, Exhibit C. Wait, not that one. Exhibit C. We've seen it here. We've seen this video here. We've seen this video here. We've also seen this video here. Hold on. We've also seen that video here. We've seen it 1,000 times. I don't need to see Nicki Minaj in a robotic room anymore with black and white lights. Nicki Minaj, for this next era, you may not like me, but we're going to step up the video creativity. Period. I wasn't wooed or wowed. It is what it is. I don't care if you don't like it. It's a fact. You're looking at four videos that look the same. Period. Four videos that look the same. You don't like it, unsubscribe. Okay, let's get into some things. Oh, we got a lot. Oh, okay. The queue is a fully loaded queue. It's a fully loaded queue. Okay, 7127, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand. How are you?
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing much. I didn't get to get through on your 100,000 show, so I just want to say congratulations on, you
Thank
know, the 100,000.
So
you worked very hard on that. As far as Meg Thee Stallion goes, I kind of get the same feeling that you get about her. Like, I like her. I like her skills. I like her look. But something about her tends to feel fake to me. And
mm-hmm.
I get those mixy vibes from her, like, even from before, like, you know, the little things that she would say about Cardi and things like that before she got to work with Cardi. Like, I never forgot that stuff, even though I love the WAP song and the WAP video and everything. I just
mm-hmm.
always kind of side-eyed her from that point of her, you know, being on the live with Nicki talking about, oh, girls, you know, talking about us and we're going to write.
We're going to write
things against them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was giving all
like,
that. She was doing that.
Yeah, she was. She was. She knows she was. But I don't know. So I get, like, weird vibes from her. I think that right now Nicki is in a different mind space. You know, she's a mother. She's a new mom. And
mm-hmm.
she just seems like she is this loving life right now. You know, she's in a positive space. And even though I'm a Cardi, like, stan, I don't hate Nicki. And I just like to see this energy that she's kind of putting out there right now, which is just very positive. You know, showing love to people, upcoming people, people that have shown her love, and just, you know,
mm-hmm.
doing her thing. So hopefully that continues, because the vibe is kind of pulling me back in on Nicki for some reason. Just
yeah.
that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And also, just real quick, I didn't notice until you mentioned it that, you know, Nicki did have some similar visuals on those four videos or those features or whatever. And I think
yeah.
that with her skills, I think it's very important for her to go ahead and step up her visuals. Even though those are not her videos, we get that. We understand that. However, just like with the kiddie pool thing being a theme.
Yes.
This spaceship thing, kind of, you
or
know,
just like,
white
or,
room
or,
thing.
Or something as simple as, simply as when Tekashi, when they were doing that video, what was the video that she did with Tekashi, the first one? Do you remember? What was it called?
No, not Trolls.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, so the first video that she did with Tekashi did an interview with The Breakfast Club, and he said that he came out wearing a sweatshirt or something, and Nicki Minaj told him, nigga, you better go back and change. You know, you're in a video with Nicki Minaj. And I believe that.
I believe it, too.
So my thing is this.
And she has that
power. Out of every video that she's in, she has the right to be like, listen, no, we got to switch this up. I'm Nicki Minaj.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to do it.
Right. Easily, because they need her. You know what I'm saying? She's a superstar.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think
Fifi,
she has that power. And I
Fifi,
think she should.
Right.
Fifi, yes.
Yes.
I think she needs to wield that power and kind of flex her creative muscles a little bit more, you know,
mm-hmm.
and just have her team kind of stretch her. If maybe that's not natural for her, maybe have someone in her team to do that for her. But, you know, I'm here for, you know, whatever she's about to bring. But Meg, I don't
yes.
know. I'm side-eyeing her right now. I like her, but
Something is not right about Meg. Something and mm-hmm. something is very shady about Meg. Something is very
mm-hmm.
jealous-spirited about Meg as well. So thank you, caller.
All right, you're welcome. Bye.
Love you, Bianca. Bye. Okay. Let's do another call. Okay. 6894. This is a Houston number. What's going on? Hello?
What's up, Armand? Oh, I'm live?
Yeah, you live on the air. What's popping?
Congratulations on the 100K, Armand.
Thank you.
100K.
Thank you so much,
you
sir.
100K.
Okay, let's do that.
Well, with Megan Thee Stallion, I feel like she's like Rose in the Titanic. Every time her ship is sinking, she sacrificed anybody around her, and she's always acts like the victim, in a sense.
Oh, okay. What an analogy.
Like, you know, first it was Carl Crawford. You know, he's self-made. He made money from baseball, so you can't say he's crooked. And then in the other case, I don't want to mention the other guy, TL, the Canadian guy.
Mm-hmm.
And now again, going against a person again from her state, you know, Megan, the other girl's from Dallas.
Right.
And I feel like by the other girl, by that happening, now Carl Crawford looks like, oh, it was not just Megan Thee Stallion having talent. It was him pushing her. And she, it could have been different if she would have stayed with him, you know. And now she's off the rail, having different friends in Hollywood, going from here to here. So, you know, it's looking good for Erica Banks, you know, to get the shout out from Nikki.
Yeah.
By the way, this is the Abba Comedian Podcast. You know, I usually am a caller from the Star Report.
Oh, listen, you can't just get on here and just start promoting and just doing that. You can't do that. You don't do that. Listen, we have emails and prices for that. Okay. 2988. 2988, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Want to say congratulations for getting to 100,000. So
thank you.
I wasn't there for that, so just wanted to say that.
Thank you.
But I do have a lot of opinions about this whole Megan Thee Stallion situation. So I just want to give a little bit of a background about myself.
Okay.
I am a registered nurse. I work in a trauma ICU. So when all that whole situation with Meg and her foot and the situation with TL and all that whole stuff, it was very hard to believe, you know, the situation that she got shot like that. I don't know. I just feel like she plays victim a lot. Even going back to the whole Carl Crawford situation, for a new artist who didn't have any clout, the deal that she got was actually a good deal. You know, in the beginning, she was bragging about how, you know, she ain't signed a 360.
Right.
Blase, blase. And then you go out of your own way, you meet up with Jay, and you sign a deal. Regardless, Jay going to get paid.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to come out of your pocket. That has nothing to do with 1501. And then all of a sudden, it's, oh, well, Carling never did nothing for me. Carling this, Carling that. But it's like he did do something for you. You're known now. You know, like how do I explain it? It's like as soon as she came up, it kind of felt like, oh, I'm going to just drop these people because now I'm with Jay and them.
Yeah.
And that's the vibe I kind of got from her. So to me, it was like, I get what you're saying, but it came across so shady because you have big artists like Taylor Swift who don't even own their masters, but you own 40% of your masters as a new artist without even an album out yet.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're like falling out with everybody on your team, going around shading people one minute, then you're friends with them the next minute. It's like, sis, pick a side. Like, what do you want? What do you want to be? You know, do you want to be the victim or you want to be the bully? Because you can't sit around and talk about protect black women, but
Ooh.
Then your friends are out here threatening Kelsey.
Ooh.
You know, you can't talk about protect black women, but you're trying to stop another black woman's bag with like what you did to Erica Banks. And then you let this whole narrative fly that, you know, oh, Erica tried to steal this song from you. But it was vice versa.
But it was vice versa.
Exactly. And I'm looking at this, and it's like, you really want to play like you're the victim so bad, but you're really the mean girl.
Absolutely. And that was my whole thing, right? I'm with Meg to with all the Tory Lanez stuff. But then when she tried to do to Erica, I didn't like that because that was Erica's moment. And she literally sat there and tried to, like, crap on the moment. And then DJ chose, you put him in an awkward position. So, of course, he's going to give you the record. Of course, he's going to promote your record because you're the bigger star. He's trying to get his come up. But you see how God works? Erica still ended up getting her shout out from Nicki Minaj and a follow, which I'm sure she's probably not even thinking about that thick remix no more. But Megan, you were so pressed.
I was so happy for her.
But Megan was so pressed.
But it's like you literally coming for a girl, you know, when she dropped, like no shade to Erica, but like you literally coming for a girl who probably like after a month of having a song out might get like, you know, 200,000 views. You put out a video and one day you might get a mil. Like, why are you stretching over somebody who's quote unquote beneath you? Like,
right.
You having people saying that this girl's your son and they don't even sound alike. And I'm so happy, like, Nicki retweeted that remix because that whole lot of chopper verse sounded nothing like Meg. You know, especially how people keep trying to say, like, oh, she's still in mix. Flow, she sound just, they sound nothing alike to me.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't think she sound like Meg either.
Yeah, me either. So I was very happy.
So what do you think?
Okay,
so what do you think about the fans trying to say that Nicki Minaj is only supporting Erica Banks because she's doing it out of spite because Megan Thee Stallion jumped on the WAP remix with Cardi B?
I think that's cap. Okay. Mulatto was in the music video as well.
Mulatto
was in the music video. She was there whole you know, rollout of everything, like really
she
hyping,
was in the
you know,
full
the whole
video.
Exactly. And she was there when I think they had the whole live stream and they were doing all the interviews and they were like, you know, did the whole rollout. Like she was a part of that whole thing. So if that's the case, then why did she share Mulatto as well? I think she was genuinely showing love. Now, do I think maybe there could have been a little bit of shade thrown at Meg? Yeah, because we all know Nicki could be kind of petty, you know, just, you know, being real. But at the same time, too, I don't think it was just for that reason. That verse was fire. And I don't like how people try to take away from Erica's talent to say, oh, everything that, you know, if somebody bigs her up, it's all because they're being spiteful towards Megan. Why can't it just be that she's a dope rapper? Because that's
right.
What she is.
Exactly. Well, thank you, Carla. We got a full queue. Thank you so much. I love you for calling.
You're
I love
welcome.
You for speaking your facts. Thanks for calling, boo. All right. Bye.
No problem.
Listen, if you haven't done so, listen, we have hit 100K, but listen, we're on our way to 200,000. Listen, I need you guys right now, if you haven't done so right now, to subscribe, okay? Now we're on the road to 200,000 subscribers, all right? So let's get there. Let's get there. We're on the road. Somebody hashtag 200K. All right. Let's take some more calls. And remember, we almost have a full queue, and I can't believe it. It's late night. So you can always super chat your way to the top. It's it's $5 minimum to the top. Super chat your way to the top if you just have to get on, okay? 8582, you're live on the air. Hello.
Okay, yeah, now I'm nervous.
Why, what's going on?
I didn't know you was going to call me next.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I ain't having no tequila shots for this shit. I mean, this stuff, sorry.
Okay, girl, you ain't talk about nothing. You got to go. You not ready. And you doing custom already. See, you get to get on. Okay, 7522, you live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, I wanted to, first of all, I want to congratulate you on your 100K. I was watching it the other day. You motivated me a lot to keep going on what I'm doing. But I want to talk about Erica Banks and Megan Thee Stallion.
Okay.
So, first of all, at first I was like hard for Megan Thee Stallion. And then when I heard on Candace, when she talked about Erica Banks, I listened to her. And at first I was comparing them, but then I kind of listened to Erica more and I was like, okay, like she is different from Megan. And I think like it's just her management that's making it look like they're against each other, but I don't feel like they are. Like they're very different. And I feel like Erica is really going to shoot further now that they're constantly trying to pit her against Meg when she's like high key better than Meg when it comes to flow.
Yes, because you know, if you know Erica Banks switches the flow. Like she really bodied that whole lot of choppers. Like it's no cap. She bodied that whole lot of choppers remix. She really
bodied
did.
It. Like when I heard her version, I was just like, why did Meg do this to herself? Like, why?
But the whole thing is, I have been telling you guys this, but a lot of people didn't want to give her a chance. And then a lot of you guys, and it's no shade to them. Like I said, I like Kyle, but a lot of you guys watch the Neighborhood Talk. Then you follow the Shade mm-hmm. Room. The Neighborhood Talk can be very biased. Kyle is very shady.
Right.
Kyle is very
right.
shady. Then gets mad. But the, and then the Shade Room, they just troll him all day. So then they'll copy him. But he'll start off
right.
with the shade against Erica. You know what I'm saying? And so a lot of people started to get going about her being like, you know, people started shading her, saying that she was trying to be Meg. And it's like, this girl is just trying to make music. Like, she don't have to try to be Meg. The girl is trying to get on.
Right.
Hell, Renny Rucci sound like Meg.
To be honest.
Let's be real. She was doing the twerking shit like Meg.
That is true. But I feel like since Nicki shouted her out, I feel like she should really drop something fire that just makes her hot, because I feel like that would make Nicki want to get on a song with her for real.
Yeah, it's time for Erica Banks single, because we need Nicki on that record. And I feel like DJ Boop is pushing that. And DJ Boop is the DJ. Let me tell you something, Erica. DJ, they said Erica Banks is in the chat. Hold on. Hold on. I don't know if this is her, but... Hey, shut up. Hey, Erica. Listen, girl, this is 99. You trying to get in? Listen, are you trying to get called into the queue? What's the tea, Miss Mamas? Hey, Erica. Hey, girl. You know I love you, girl. You know I love you. You know I have a vested interest in your success. Because when our mom says she hot, she's hot. Okay? Shout out to Erica Banks in the mother effing chat today for a legendary show. But go ahead, love.
Oh, that's all I want.
I
love you. Bye.
Okay, bye. Oh, she said she's trying to call me. Okay, so what's the last four of your number, baby? She said she was trying to call me. Okay, period, Pooh. We need to do the exchange of their numbers anyway. But let me talk. Okay, so, girl, you should have just DM me. Why you didn't even DM me? DM me your number. DM me your last four. You don't got to DM me your number, but DM me your last four. I'm okay. Yeah, I don't need. Just DM me the last four. Oh, she said she's trying to call in. Y'all want Erica Banks to call in? Okay. Period. Yes. Let's get into some things. They said that her number's the last four. Let me find out. Let me see. Oh, okay. Yeah. So she done moved to Houston. Hold on. Let me get her picture up here. Okay. She's so stupid. She just super chatted her way to the top. She is so stupid, girl. Okay. Period. We love Erica over here. 11595.
Friend, what's up?
What is going on? Oh, girl, I didn't know that was you. I'm like, girl, who is this that took her page and super chatted to the top?
No. That's definitely me.
First of all, thank you for believing in the show so much that where you even donated, because, girl, you are really, really humble. You know, most celebrities and famous people, they come in here like, nigga, I'm in here. Pick me. You know what I'm saying? So thank you for that.
I wasn't going to even tell you. I seen a little sticker. I said, oh, let me press it so it can see. I hope you see it.
Yes, I seen it. And first, I also want to say shout out to you, because, you know, I don't think you realize, I realize it, but me and you are really growing together. Like, you just bought your Benz. I just bought my Benz. You just hit your 100K.
Oh.
I just hit my 100K. I'm verified on YouTube. You verified on IG. So that's what I'm like, girl, we really doing the grind
live.
Together.
This is live. This is
yeah.
live. This is live.
But you know what? Well, you know, us up here, we always are Team Erica Banks, okay? And it's not even on no bias shit. It's on some shit like, I found you through the blogs. And I listened to you, and I was like, I live for it. And, you know, when I hit you up and was like, when you're going to be in Atlanta, you told me when you was going to be there. I bought a ticket that day to come see you because I believe in you. And so
you
I just want to let you
did.
Know that. Yeah, I want you to let you know that. So what's up? What you got?
I mean, you know, I was just tapping in. I seen, you know, you promote the episode, and I'm like, me and my makeup artist and hairstylist show. We've been tapped in the youth since we met in person. So I'm like, yeah, I'm going to watch the show while I get my makeup done. So I ain't
period.
Hell, I'm just stepping in and say what's up.
Well, absolutely. Here's my thing, girl. I would, you know, listen, because I want you to come on, but you got the Nicki Minaj co-sign and the Nicki Minaj follow and shit. So I got to make sure that I can get you for when it's right, girl, because I need you when you get that Billboard Hot 100 to come on back onto the show and come home.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And give us that stamp of approval that we already called it before everybody else, before Nicki and DJ Booth seen it, okay? Cause I got that nigga number two.
You know what? You was the first to really just say it publicly and be real and actually tell the damn truth. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And I respect it so much. I really respect it so much because it's so real. It's so authentic. Nothing is forced, you know, on your end and shit. You know, we locked in now, shit.
No, let me tell you something though. First of all, and I gotta be real with you, okay? First, let's start with the great. The great was this whole lot of choppers. What made you do that? Because let me tell you something. That gave me that energy of that no hook freestyle. Like, that was the energy I was on. You know how I feel about that no hook. So that's kind of what that no choppers like remix get like. What made you do that?
It's exactly what you said in your show. It was just me moving on to the next thing, you know, because dealing with the DJ show situation, I was just like, okay, whatever, I'm going to just go this way then. You know what I'm saying? It's an issue over here. I'm going to just go this way and do it like that. And, you know, shit, it turned out to be something I didn't even think it would. You know, it was just me doing another freestyle and, you know, knowing that I can do it over and over and over again if need be. So I was like, well, let me just do a different one, you know, so that can't nobody just really get on my damn nerves about it. You know what I'm saying? And then, boom, it happened like this. So it was really perfect timing with everything.
And you see how God just moved? And I be over here just excited because I'm like, when you did that and I seen it and I listened to her, because mind you, I'm in the dentist chair. So that everything is like, my phone is blowing up. And mind you, I'm in the literally getting a freaking, like getting two cavities and I'm trying to make the post. I'm like, she is bodying this right now. But I thought that I was like, this is so brilliant. You know what I mean? Because we talk behind the scenes, but I'm just saying like that was so brilliant how you navigated through that, because I'm going to be honest with you. You know, I know you probably can't talk about it, but what Meg did was some bullshit, period. And she's watching you. You get a lot of flack, like you want to be her. And we talked about this before. I said, do you feel like you're going to be in Megan Thee Stallion's shadow? And you said no. But I do think it's going to be very hard to navigate to a certain, probably not now, but it was going to be hard for you because a lot of these people are trying to make, you know, they don't want to pick a side. They don't want to look like, you know, they're choosing someone else to like shit on Megan Thee Stallion. So, you know, they'll shade you. But what I like about it is you are continuing to do your thing and you understand your talent and your craft. And then you got Carl, who is automatically, completely and utterly with the shit. So he don't care.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like he's all the way with it. But for you, my thing was, I love how you stay focused. And the only thing with your thick remix, it was good. It was just short. Hers was good, too, though. I'm not going to lie. Her remix was good. Do you think yours was better?
Of course. I think mine was better. But, you know, everybody is entitled to their own opinion. You know, so some people
yes.
might think that hers was better. Some people might think mine was better. You know, either way it goes. I personally feel like mine was better. And let me tell you why. I feel like mine was better because I stayed on topic.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
When you listen to
Mother,
you think of the squirt, shake that ass, throw it back on the floor like a hoe on the pole. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then it's like you listen to the other version and it just sounds like that. This is, you know what I'm saying? But that's just my opinion. You know, everybody got their opinion. That's just mine. So.
Okay, and the last thing, because I do got to remember we did the interview, right? And you were following her at one point. I noticed that you don't follow her anymore. When did you stop following her?
I can't even really tell you the exact day, to be honest. But it was recently. It was lately. It was probably,
okay.
If not a week ago, maybe a little bit over a week ago. But, yeah, it was recently. Because, you know,
so
on my end, it was never an issue. You know what I'm saying? It was never an issue, which is why I was following her, you know, but people get things misconstrued, but that's another story.
Okay, and so now how do you feel, though, now, though? You got Nicki Minaj shouting you out and Mulatto. And now, like I said earlier, Mulatto has gotten a lot of shout-outs and a lot of cosigns. You haven't got a lot of that, but you are still mentioned in the same breath, in the same time with, the best female rapper of all time, Nicki Minaj. Like, what
yes.
did that feel like today?
You know what? First, I thought it wasn't real. I had to make sure she was verified. I'm like, is this a real Nicki? Like, I'm in the car at the time, so I'm tripping out. Like, wait a minute. But no, like, it feels good. Like, I really can't even explain it to you for real. You know, it's unexplainable. You know, this is somebody I grew up listening to, you know, and whenever I have interviews, she's always my first choice. Always, you know, I always bring her to the light and, you know, share how I was such a barb. And so, yeah, it's unexplainable. But, you know, I'm grateful. I'm happy. I'm excited for everything. And shit is finally coming together for me. So, you know, I'm pretty lit.
And then you got DJ Booth. You know, I love DJ Booth. You got him wanting the DJ
shout
for
to
you.
DJ Booth. Shout out to him. Big shout out to him. He showed so much love.
So you and DJ Booth going to do something together? Or is D-Boy your DJ? Because I was telling people that D-Boy was your DJ. Because I feel like I thought D-Boy DJing. Do D-Boy DJ?
Okay, look, so everybody think D-Boy is the DJ. No.
Yes.
D-Boy is the MC. He's the MC.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm like, D-Boy
yeah,
is the DJ, so I don't know how that's going to work. So, wait, he's not
yeah,
the DJ.
Nah, he don't DJ. He just MC. Sergeant J, DJ. But, yeah, DJ Booth, he was asking me on live if I had a DJ. And I'm like, well, yeah, I got a DJ, but I don't have a tour DJ. You know, I don't have a DJ for when I come
Ooh.
To New York. You know what I'm saying? Up north. So, you know, hey, if y'all see me on stage and he doing my show set after Nicki set or before Nicki set, just know, you know, it's been in the works.
And I hear you going on Queen Radio, so I just want you to keep your freestyle chops up because I feel like Nicki Minaj, when she get back going, she going to want you on Queen Radio, and you definitely going to have to give us a freestyle.
I'm going to be there yesterday.
And you're going to body that on Queen Radio. You hear me? You're going to make me proud, bitch. I'm telling you. You are going to body that on Queen Radio. That is going to happen to you. I'm telling you. So what's next, though? What are we going to? Because I know last time I don't know if we've been talking about that, but you said, you know, the album, like, you know, the album. Remember when we talked about the album? I don't know if we can really get into that, but like, what's going on with that?
So at this time, I mean, I'm always taking music, so of course I got a shitload of music. I could really put out a project at any time, you know, at this point. But right now, we're just continuing to push Bust It and Suit That, and, you know, hopefully one of those can go gold or platinum, and then that's really what we're wishing for. You know, so once we get to that point, then we'll look into putting out, you know, a new project. But right now,
another
we're just continuing to push it. Yeah.
And listen, I listen to you daily, and that's no cap. You know, I really love you, and I love your artistry, and I love your family, your mom, your dad, and all that shit. But like outside of that, I love your artistry, and I'm so happy. Like when you make it, it makes me feel happy because I'm like, I seen it. You know what I'm saying? You like my little sister.
Yeah.
So girl, I'm rooting for you all the way. And don't forget me. Listen, and when you start going on tours, bitch, I need to listen. I am your DJ academic. Okay.
What you mean?
I am
your academic. We kicked it. We kicked
yes.
it. Drinks, all of it. I am not gonna forget you. Crazy.
Okay. Do not forget it, because then I have to start dragging. No, I'm just kidding. I start Jason Lee in your ass. You know how he be on Meg ass.
Yes.
So listen. So would you do a record with Cardi B?
I would do a record with Cardi B. I would do a record with Cardi B.
Yeah,
most
I think
definitely.
That'd be a good record too, friend. Okay, so what male artist would you think you would do a record with? Because I want to see you do like a Travis Scott. I think that'd be hot for you.
I love Travis Scott. I love Travis Scott. But you know what? I actually want to work with Tank. I want to do something with Tank.
Tank? Friend, yes. Tank is sexy, but Tank ain't going to get you charting. We need you on the Billboard Hot 100.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think so. I think
well,
we need you on a Billboard.
I see how you're looking at it, though. I see how you're looking at it, yeah.
We need,
I see
we
how
need
you
with
it.
A Migos. We need you with an NBA
pop,
young
you know?
Boy. We need you with, like, DaBaby. We need you with, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, a Gunna. We need
I
you
love
with Lil Baby.
Or Future.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah,
cool.
Future for sure.
Yeah, Future. Future, yes, yes, yes. Future will be
let's,
good.
Let's speak that into existence. Let's do that. Okay.
Yeah, let's do a Future for the Halls one time, okay, baby? Let's do it. Let's speak
okay.
a Future in it, okay? Let's speak. But listen, Erica, I'm going to let you go. But listen, you did your thing. I'm so grateful for you. Thank you for calling in because I literally was like, I'm not going to call her. I'm not going to have her come on because I wanted it to be like, I didn't want to like, you know, ruin my, I didn't want to like overextend my request. But thank you for reaching out and coming on here. All right, Bill. So, yeah, you know, I'm coming out to, once this quarantine is over and you start touring and doing shows, you know, I'm coming out there, girl, because I want to see you perform. So, I'm definitely coming to support and let the fam know I said what's going on and I love them all, okay?
Yes, indeed. I sure will. I love you so much.
All right, you have a good night.
All right, you too.
Bye. All right, guys, that was Erica Banks. Wow, what a legendary show. I was not about to get into all that. She wasn't going to answer
Armand.
That. They're gonna... Yes.
Listen, I don't know why you got me after Erica Banks like I could top that, but you we do enjoy her. And thank
yes.
you so much for introducing her to us.
Mm-hmm.
And like you just said, I am definitely one of those type of people where I don't understand why we act as if though like artists cannot come from the same city, the same state. This girl's flow is completely different from anyone else that came from Texas. Asian Nadal doesn't even sound like Megan, and they came from Texas.
Yes.
So I'm confused as to why everybody's like, oh, well, that's Meg, whatever, whatever. But meanwhile, Meg, Asian, Erica, and whomever else is coming from, what's his name? Bun B, like all these Texas rappers, everyone, they do have a Southern flair. But at the same instinct, these aren't the same people. So why is it all these Houston rappers, all these rappers from Texas, the tall guy that's always, dang, I forgot his name. But Paul Wall, Mike Jones, all these other rappers, when it comes to the male, we're fine. But once it comes to the female, oh, well, she's trying to be like this and she's trying to be like that. Well, I'm confused. All these other Texas rappers, nobody compare them.
Talk about it. Talk about it.
That's not, I don't like that. And I do understand everyone does have a different take on everything. I like Erica because it sounds refreshing. Unlike everybody else, it's just like, to me, Asian sounds very like hard, very harsh, very crass. It's like always somebody going to be murdered.
Asian
dollar's
not going to happen. Asian doll is too busy wanting niggas to shoot and kill people. So she's just a project trick that'll never happen. You know, Megan Thee Stallion took her moment. Asian Doll messed up and signed to Gucci Man and then got released. So you never signed. First of all, you never signed to a rule number one to be a boss ass bitch. You never signed to another rapper that wants to be a rapper. How you sign a record deal to Gucci Man when Gucci Man is still out? You think he gonna put your you think he gonna put your music first?
No.
No.
And clearly, that's what she's. Behind, you know. But outside of that, you definitely brought up a point. Everybody loves to make it seem like they forget about this whole thing. Take away the black woman card that she's pulling right now. Megan is a very problematic individual. take away anything else. She's just a problematic individual, and this is what she is as a mess. And unfortunately, it's been time. And you said it. The makeup artist, the stylist, the this, the that, the friends, everybody. I'm confused.
Yes.
Like, are we playing, like, are we in, anyone remember math? There's a common denominator here, and it seems to always be her.
Yes.
And then the only little thing that she could have done, like, to get herself game back again, if her and Erica at one point they were following each other, or she respected Erica's, you know, raps and things, all she had to say was, yo, that was another Houston sister, a Houston hottie, you know, we repped that or whatever like that and kept it moving. But you sit up there and, like you said, she's playing the big fish takes away the little fish. That's stupid.
Yeah, I didn't like that she did that. I didn't like that she did that because I felt like that was pressed. You know what I mean? If you talented, girl, and Erica was following Meg at first, but then Erica realized, like, girl, I don't need to fuck with her, like, and stop following her. So, but thank you.
It's the fakeness for me.
It's the fakeness for me. Thank you.
Mm.
All right, we're going to move on. Okay, we're going to take a couple more calls. We're not going to get through everybody. I want to take a couple more, then we're going to wrap it here. 5385, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
First of all, I want to say, hey, boo.
Hey.
To me, Erica is more marketable and more versatile. I don't care what nobody says. Like, I'm not trying to put women against each other, but Erica's just, if she could come back from one remix and do another remix like she did and kill it, Meg, I'm sorry, Meg is just not popping. To me, she's not popping like that. Like, I look at the charts. I look at every time she drops a single.
Meg doesn't even have an album out. And Meg doesn't even know how to make a song.
Or a top 10 solo. But the only thing she has is she's had big features. But if you take away those big features, what does she actually have? Because that song she just dropped with Young Thug, honey, that's tanking. It's like number 87. It free fell, like, quickly. So for her to even, like, if she knew Erica was going to do that song, because I remember distinctively seeing that Erica promoted she was going to do it. If you knew someone that you know that they're trying to put against you calling her your son, because, you know, the people on social media are doing that, why would you even jump on that song, like, to remix it? There were so many other songs to remix, and you jump on something that someone already filmed, recorded. You know what I'm saying? I just think it's
tacky,
and it's like, it shows that you was trying to be a bully, or even if you were trying to come at Carl by doing that. This girl is young and she's talented and she's hungry. Meg doesn't seem hungry to me anymore. She seems like she's just sailing and doing what the industry is telling her to do, if you get what I'm saying. She's trying this, she's trying that, and it's nothing has stuck yet. Whether she wants to admit it or not.
The only thing that's sticking for Megan Thee Stallion right now is controversy.
Honey, everything she does is controversy. From when she was with, and this is not just like the falling out. Let's not act like she hasn't been seen at clubs with G-Eazy, Future, Trey Songz. Like, that's not even cute as far as women either. Like, girl, you done been seen with so many men at different clubs and being all over them, and then I am saying, oh, I'm just having fun. That's not cute. Whether you want to admit, as a lady, like, respect you. You didn't see Nicki with, like, Nicki or Cardi with hundreds of guys. Whether Cardi was a stripper and she was doing it for money, you ain't seen no videos of her on different rappers or artists in the industry. That's kind of like, ugh. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a side eye. As far as Nicki bigging Erica up, I'm going to be real because, you know, I'm going to keep it very real.
Okay.
She was bigging her. To me, she bigged her up because she probably saw more talent than you know, Miss Meg, no shade. But also, it was also throwing shade, whether you want to admit it or not. And the reason she even shouted Mulatto up was because she didn't want to make it seem like she was being messy. Because let's not forget, Nicki unfollowed Mulatto on Instagram. Mulatto bigged up. Let me tell you, when Mulatto was on the rap game, she bigged up what's her name, Remy Ma, when she was bigging up how Remy Ma bodied Nikki on Sheether. I'm trying to find that. You know I am. And Nikki had unfollowed her after that, and Melara felt away. But the thing I give Melara props is she still bigged up Nikki in every interview. I'm not, and you know how I feel about Nikki, but when a bitch keeps it real, I mean, when a beep keeps it real, a beep keeps it real. She's not doing it for a feature. She's been the same way and consistent and bigging up Nikki like her whole rap career. So I'll give her that. And to me, Meg is a social climber and a friend to everybody.
Absolutely.
Is a friend to nobody.
Absolutely, Megan Thee Stallion is that. Absolutely. Absolutely, 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 absolutely. Social climber,
and to
capitalist.
Me, And I'm waiting. And she bigged up Mulatto for a reason, because Mulatto is also getting all these cosigns like Meg was. And Mulatto can easily replace.
Well, I'm
gonna
be
Meg.
Honest with you. I'm gonna be honest with you. Word on the street, behind the scenes, you know, because now I'm in, bitch. So I hear a lot of conversation. Mulatto is the one that they're gearing to push next. And if you pay attention, you'll see that that's what's happening.
It's
a lot of hands in the pot for her to be next. They're pushing Mulatto.
From the 2 Chainz, even though the song
everybody.
Is cute. From the 2 Chainz to the Gucci Man to the G-Eazy to the – I just
–
she
everybody.
Needs the big, big feature. So whoever does the big, big feature with her, like she needs a big, big artist. I'm talking like if she gets a Nicki feature –
But Mulatto already got the Mulatto got the Billboard Hot 100 already. She got the Trina.
Right,
she got the WAP music video, which was she got the Cardi B stamp. I mean, that's huge. Don't get it. That's huge. Like what I'm saying is they all are invested
nothing,
in
but,
it.
But no, I don't want to say nothing. But let's if it surprises you guys that there is like an all female rap. Cardi's been talking about it for months. Mulatto is handpicked.
I'm telling you, Mulatto is handpicked. Literally, she's handpicked. She's picked. She's picked.
So,
she's
I
picked.
Mean, that's all I had to say. Shout out to Erica Banks. That remix that you just dropped right now, like, I'm not going to. The whole lot of Choppa's remix, sickening. Like,
yeah.
Ate every, wrote the beat, the bars, the punchlines. It was everything.
Yes. Thank you. We're going to end it with you, Eva. Bye. Listen, this was a legendary show. We're going to end it right there so it's not too lengthy. So y'all know, bitches, we get it done. You know, a lot of girls, and I've seen, you know, these girls be on here trying to do our, you know, everybody want to go live tonight. I'm like, girl, what's going on? Everybody going live tonight? What happened? But you know what I'm saying. We had an exclusive, my sister, she like my little sister. We growing together. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to her. Love Erica. You know, I got my 100K. She got her 100K. I got my verified on YouTube. She got her verified on Instagram. You know what I'm saying? She got her bands. I got my band. You know what I'm saying? We coming up together. In case y'all did not know, we do got to let this be known, you know, in other news. I'm about to post this real quick. Give me one second. Hold on. Give me a second. Hold on, y'all. If you ever do so, make sure you guys subscribe. We're on our way to 200,000. It's the road to 200,000. All right. They talking about we are twin sisters, period, Pool. I'm trying to be at the Erica Banks concert on the stage. Like, I'm trying to be the DJ Academics for the female rappers. I want them to be coming on video. All right, listen. This Tuesday, we are back, okay? We are Gaggy. We're gagging, everybody. We're gagging. Get in here, everybody, get in here. We're gagging with Jason Lee. Get in here, get in here, get in here. Bitch, let me tell you something. Jason Lee is popping. Jason Lee was just on Wendy Williams, what, the day before yesterday? So that should tell you something, baby. We on our way. We are gagging. So I want to see everybody in the chat. Okay. And so I will see you all next week. Gagging with Jason Lee. All right, guys. Until next time, I want to let you guys know I love you all. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Be sure to follow me all across your social media. Shout out to my girl, Erica Banks. And, girl, I will see y'all soon. Peace out.